Hello.
Hello, this is Christine speaking.
Yeah, this is Chris. Who is this?
This is Sheldon from Notebook Writing. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good as well. Is this a good time?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Did you view the outline that I sent you?
I got the other two, and then I sent you a comment back. Did you get that?
I got a mail from you that Sheldon, you wanted to call me, just saw your email.
No. They're like, I don't get your emails sometimes either because they go into my spam account for some reason. So I just kind of like just saw that you texted me and said that you want to set up a meeting.
Yeah. Actually, wanted to talk to you about the outline.
So like the book for let's just call it like the better 30 days for a better me. That one is coming along really well. Like I really do like it. I like how like you intertwine mine stuff, and like you. I really like how that's going. But the other book, listen, I was just wanting to write a book about, like, my life, and I wanted to, like, I'm highly sensitive, so I just wanted to, like, kind of write a story about using my life experience and how, like, I figured out how I was highly sensitive and, like, the limited beliefs and, like, things that you experience as a highly sensitive person.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like said that in the outline that I gave to what's his name? Daniel, I think
yes.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just wrote, like, I told him in that I was like, I just wanted a book that I wanted to write about highly sensitive because that's what I am and how it was living as a highly sensitive person. And the reason why I'm highly sensitive was because of my upbringing. So I'm a lot more sensitive towards a lot of things because of the trauma that I've had in my life. So that's what I wanted to write a book about. So I kind of said that in my outline, and I gave them my kind of life experience. Like, you can elaborate in that as much as you want. That's what I gave you the information for, and then kind of just write a story about being highly sensitive.
I get that. But, Christy, I need to confirm if you received the outline. Basically, I asked the editor to make a chapter breakdown with small descriptions of what each chapter would contain, okay? I send that to you. The reason why I want you to approve that is so that editors or the writers will move according to those, guidelines in the outline, okay?
Okay, so you sent that to me because, like, I didn't, the only outline that I gave, that you gave me was some kind of fictional book.
The message you replied to, the message you replied to with Sheldon, did you want to
you
call
sent me?
You
sent me another outline?
Yeah, that is a file.
Oh, okay. Just for Not Perfect? Okay, so I will take a look at that because I didn't see it, so I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Take your time. Give it a look. Okay, once you've done that, get back to me, and I'll give you a call. We'll discuss the outline. We'll discuss the changes that you want so we can move according to your plan, okay?
Okay, no problem.
That sounds good?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
Perfect.
I will
no
look
problem.
At it right
no
now.
Okay, okay. Take your
okay.
Time. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
You will miss her.